advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. That's how I do it. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Up on the program today, well, we always talk about fantasy sports, fantasy baseball. A lot of people have their drafts coming up this weekend because the season begins Sunday night and then in earnest Monday and Tuesday. We're going to catch up with Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Edge Sports. He's going to join us in the last segment of the show today. We're going to talk a little high school sports. We've kind of waited for the spring sports to get going here, and both the Kearney and Grand Island boys soccer teams are ranked in the top 10, and we're going to catch up with Scott Steinbrook of Kearney High. They will be going to the Omaha Bryan Invitational, really their only look at Metro competition. And if I'm looking at my schedule and they have to play Lincoln Northeast right away, huh? What? But that's coming up. We'll talk with Scott today on the program as well.
They're scoring. That's what I like. You know, that helps me get a little bit interested in soccer.
20-0 through three games, yes. They're also playing defense, apparently.
Shutout. Pretty good goals, too.
That's Tony Davis. That's the big daddy that you're hearing here. He is the other half of this program today. How's it going today? Everything
good,
okay?
Yeah.
Everything fine? Everything okay?
Cruising
getting
along.
Ready for vacation?
Yeah, getting ready for vacation. Getting ready for snow as well. Unbelievable.
You know, I thought I watched the whole segment last night. Well, and actually really more this morning because they repeat it. And I'm talking about The Road Less Traveled on NTV. Deschler was the town this week, and I never saw anything that just said Bill from Deschler. Never saw anybody that just walked in front of the camera and it went, Bill from Deschler. I don't know if Bill from Deschler was on or not.
They show any dragons?
Yeah, well, not real live ones. And not Puff, but they did show some dragons. There were some dragons from Deschler, yes.
Fair enough, Doug. Before I don't know what direction you want to go here, but we got a little basketball tonight. NIT championship. Penn State gets it on with Baylor. Baylor, I did not realize this. Baylor lost 10 out of their last 12 regular season ball games. 10 out of 12.
Well, yeah, they started 3-0 in conference play. Yeah,
just left for dead. Now they're 7 out of the last 8, and just continue to be on a roll. They're favored in this ball game, and I think they win the NIT.
Well, it's a case of where they decide. We talked about this. They had something that they wanted to prove in the Big 12 tournament. They got that win over Kansas. They don't get that win over Kansas. We don't see this happening. You know, they make the NIT probably, but don't make this run. They got some momentum. You get that first win, and that was down to the wire in that first round game of the NIT. And then you get that taste of, you know, I kind of still like playing basketball. I really don't want to just be lifting weights and going to practices that we have in April and, you know, going to class. I want to play basketball. And then they have a road game at 10 in the morning, their time at Virginia Tech, and just crush them. And it just picks up momentum from there. They've had a couple of good type basketball games. They pull away from San Diego State Tuesday night, and here they are playing for an NIT national championship. I think we've seen some of some better NIT basketball, if you can say that. I think the games in the NIT have been pretty darn good.
I think you're right. I think maybe you're seeing teams, like you said, I think in the past, a lot of times you had one team that was there to play, the other team not so much interested for whatever, whether it was the NIT, whether they just wanted to go on spring break with their buddies who were going places and they weren't because they were still playing bad, whether, you know, whatever. But one team wanted to play, the other team didn't. You get lopsided games.
Well, you want to get knocked out so you can come play Whoopers and Hoopers.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Duh. I want to be in the dunk contest, Whoopers and Hoopers, because yeah. Doug and Daddy judge it.
Why wouldn't you be?
But I think this year you're right. I think a lot of those kids wanted to play, and a lot of those teams wanted to keep playing basketball. And thus, you've had some darn exciting games from almost the first round till now.
Also, after the NIT championship tonight, they have the college slam dunk and three-point championship. Booker Woodfox will shoot his first meaningful three-pointer since missing the three-pointer against Creighton that would have won the ball game, or against Kentucky in the NIT. That allowed Billy Gillespie to keep his job for a couple of more days.
Two more.
That's right. So that's coming up tonight. All that's on the ESPN family of networks.
All right. They're back at it. Now Jay Cutler doesn't want to be traded. He couldn't answer his phone for 10 days, and now he wants to play in Denver?
As I told you yesterday, you can't tell me that somewhere along the way, Pat Bowlen didn't get a hold of Jay Cutler's agent and say, listen, we got to quit, if for no other reason, we've got to clean our image up on both sides and quit looking like a bunch of preschoolers. Let's get together. Obviously, that's not happening. But is Jay Cutler just, is he missing it upstairs? I mean, because this is strange. And the way that Jay Glazer gets it from Fox Sports, even stranger. What were they at a MMA or something like that event last night? They ran into each other. Of course, I'm sure Glazer was stalking him, but you know,
he watched him sleep and then followed him to the MMA event.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Want a Subway? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I'm not done with this yet, because I want to know why, after 10 days of not being able to answer your phone, then the logical thing would be to say, I'm really not interested, you know, in talking about this. I haven't been interested in talking with Pat Bowlen. I'm leaning to go a different direction just because of what's happened, and basically my feelings are hurting, and I don't feel like they loved or cared about me enough in Denver to want me to be their starting quarterback. For them, if he says that, it's fine. When he says, I want to be back in Denver, that had to be a total double take, didn't it not? How can that be the response that you get when you ask Jay Cutler that question? Where do you think you're going to be the quarterback at starting September 5th or whatever opening day is? Oh, I think I'll be in Mile High City in Denver. What? You haven't been able to pick up your phone. Nobody's been able to find you as far as the Broncos have been concerned. When Pat Bowlen, I'm sure it wasn't one phone call in 10 days. I mean, this is numerous phone calls every day, and he doesn't want to answer his phone or can't find a phone to call back on.
Well, and they keep saying that maybe one of the places he'll go is Cleveland. I don't know. They're down a receiver.
You know what? That's a bad, bad, sad deal for Dante Stallworth to just apparently you go out, think you're having a good time, you have a good time, and then why you've got to get behind the wheel at that time in the morning. Whether the guy was jaywalking or not, you're in a bad situation now. And is it over totally? Is he done? Is his career over? Period. Can you say that unequivocally?
I think it's going to depend on his lawyer. But it doesn't. This is not a good thing. This is way away from football.
Exactly right on that. He's out on bail, but the manslaughter charges. Blood alcohol level, 0.126. 0.126. So, it's, say what you want, it's still illegal. Just a bad situation to be in.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, it was a decent day to play ball yesterday. Not if you were wearing a Loper uniform, though. This hasn't happened in a while. Boy, the baseball team, Winona State's got some pitchers. And the softball team
must have some hitters too.
Well, the softball team, you got to stop the ball, got to catch the ball. You know, it's just a rough day all around. UNO came in and swept UNK, and the baseball team falls at the hands of Winona State 4-0, 14-1, six hits in two games. That's the way they've been hitting the ball, that's just amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure that Damon's sitting there going, what do we do now? Because, you know, you thought by now things would be rolling and heading in the right direction. You wanted to hang around in the first part of the year like they have been doing the last 2 years. But the confidence got to be an all-time low right now. And where do you start at to build it back up? I mean, you got to find a way to get in the tournament. You got to find a way to get in the tournament. It isn't going to happen right now going like it is.
Well, we'll see how that all breaks down. Hey, how you doing in your Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge? We hope you're doing well. We want to tell you that there's some great gift prizes out there, including our grand prize Nebraska basketball package with tickets and an autographed basketball from Doc Sadler, Fanatics, the Tri-City Storm, Schroeder Smoke Foods, Graham Tire, the Big Apple, among the folks that have a lot of great prizes. And we remind you one more time that to collect your prizes, you must be a super fan. So be sure you are signed up to be a super fan at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. All you have to do is go to our webpage, fill it out, you're ready to go. You can also vote on the Sun Heat poll question of the day, and that is who you got in the Final Four. Who you got? Daddy, I think we touched on it a little bit, but who you got?
Well, I think it comes down to Monday night of North Carolina, Connecticut, because I think that they've got the most talent. Now, can Michigan State win against Connecticut with the home crowd behind them? Yes is the answer to that. Can Villanova beat North Carolina? I would say no is the answer to that, because talent on talent, I think you're just overmatched, and I think a magical run. Congratulations, Villanova. Wonderful. But I think you're up against something greater than you can maybe overcome, especially given 4 or 5 days to prepare. You do it on 1 or 2 days, I understand maybe that's a little bit bigger advantage, but to have that time to prepare, I think Roy Williams and those athletes find a way to get it done, and I think Lawson's healthy, you know, and I think they've got the most talent in the nation. I think the other game is spectacularly intriguing and comes down to the home court. Now, you go back to Ford Field, didn't exactly do wonders for Michigan State early in the year when they played there. They lost by 32 with that home court advantage.
Well, they also beat Kansas there, too, though.
Fair enough.
And Louisville didn't win in Memphis, by the way.
This is the last home court advantage, they say, since, I believe, 1994 Duke, in which they played in, I believe it was Charlotte, maybe. Charlotte, I believe, 1994.
Well, you can hear all the games right here on ESPN Radio. A couple other notes before we go into break here. Hastings College baseball team has moved up their doubleheader with Nebraska Wesleyan. They're going to play tomorrow, try and take advantage of a little bit better weather. Although it'll be windy, it won't be so crappy as it's going to be on Saturday. They'll play at 5 o'clock. And Kansas State coming into Lincoln after losing to Creighton last night in a well-attended game at Rosenblatt by a score of 5-1. 5-1.
All 31 people that got to see that in person.
Well, they met just a month ago. Creighton won it 12-1. Kansas State is 21-8 on the season, Daddy.
By the way, expect to be joined by Brad Hill on tomorrow's Doug and
Daddy. Brad Hill is expected to join us on the show tomorrow. Coming up on our show today, Scott Steinbrick, Kearney High soccer coach, Joe DeMaio from Fantasy Players Edge to talk about the upcoming start of the baseball season and help you putting, if you're new to a draft, if you're just getting involved, you're putting one together, he's going to have some tips for you. All that's coming up. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Friday night, Heartland Events Center avenged sevenfold Buck Cherry, Papa Roach, and Ref Theory. Saturday's Bonner Race Cart features the $20,000 Dowd Mile Stakes. Saturday night, Heartland Events Center, Country Music Showdown with Lone Star and Danielle Beck. Saturday and Sunday in the concourse, Nebraska's biggest outdoor power show. Join the fun, Bonner Park, Grand Island.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Qualify for some of today's hottest jobs through Central Community College's career and technical programs, or take classes that transfer to a four-year college. Check out financial aid, career counseling, and other services. Central Community College summer classes start May 18th, so don't delay.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get. And it can with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Call them today to schedule your fertilizer, weed, and grub control applications for the upcoming lawn care season. Highland Park's carefully timed applications and quality products will give you the lush, green lawn you want with locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings.
Look us up in the white pages. The grass is always greener. Wow! With Highland Park Lawn Company.
You know how to drive, but do you know how to tell if your vehicle and passengers are properly insured? Farmers Union insurance agent Tad Adeel knows. He can review your existing coverage and help you determine if it's up to speed with your current driving needs. Why try to figure out by yourself if your coverage is adequate? Visit with Tad before your next renewal. Tad Adeel and Farmers Union Insurance, we're helping to build stronger communities one satisfied client at a time. Right through the Final Four, up to the two teams fighting on the single bracket for supremacy. ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for NCAA tournament action, game by game, region by region. ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some lingering clouds yet early on today, followed by some sunshine developing with a high temperature in the lower 50s, with variable winds 5 to 15. Tonight, skies will turn partly to mostly cloudy, fall off in the upper 20s as winds turn to the southeast at 5 to 10, on the way to 59 for high Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to fire off your bull or noble emails brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. We will be taking a look at your emails and let you know what we think. Are you on or are you off? Is it bull? Is it noble? Is it a true or false statement? You bring us your emails and we will let you know. Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro's Bull or Noble. All you have to do is fire them off to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. One more thing on the Jay Cutler deal. Chris Sims right now looks like he would be their starting quarterback right now if they didn't get somebody in a trade. What do you think?
Well, that's bad for Denver. I mean, I don't know what else to say it. Chris Sims, unproven since he had his spleen knocked out, and I don't know he's proven then.
It could be a diamond in the rough, though. And we'll get to this in a moment. Another thing I want to maybe touch on. But right now, let's talk a little high school sports, because we are finally getting things geared up here in all sports, whether it be track or whether it be soccer or whether it be golf or tennis. They've got a few matches, events, meets. It's different and everything, I guess. There's not one word to encompass it all, but events have been chalked up so far. The Kearney boys ranked as high as third in today's Omaha World Herald Class A rankings. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Scott Steinbrick. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, guys. Appreciate the time. Good to be back on the show again.
Well, glad to have you. You know, you're coaching basketball, you're coaching soccer. When are you finding times to polish up those ping pong skills?
Oh, in my PE classes up here at the high school, you know, we try to play a little ping pong every once in a while. But you guys missed out on the big tournament here a couple weeks ago. We had We had quite a good time with that. We could have used some celebrity guests out there like you guys.
Oh, well, you should have found. See, we were at state basketball, my friend. And it wasn't boys. That wasn't trying to be a smart ass.
I was going to say, unfortunately, I was not at state basketball this year, other than as a spectator.
Well, you've got the boys pointed in the right direction here. Obviously, with that ranking at third in the preseason ranking, folks knew that you were going to have some talent coming back. It's only three games, but you've shut out the opposition. You put up 20 goals. Your thoughts so far?
Well, it's been a pretty good start to the season for us. You never want to read too much into the preseason rankings. I think sometimes when you're ranked that high in the preseason, there's only a couple places to go up, but a lot of places to go down. So we're trying to keep things in perspective here. You know, our level of competition has been solid, but not spectacular yet. We haven't had a chance to play any Class A or Class B top 10 teams yet. But, you know, from what I've seen so far, we've done a nice job. We have 14 seniors on this year's team, and a lot of these guys have been playing varsity since their freshman and sophomore year. So we kind of knew that we could be pretty good this year, but we'll get tested here in the next couple weeks, that's for sure.
Scott, who will test you at the Bryan Invite?
Well, we play Lincoln Northeast first, and then we play Omaha Bryan potentially in the second game. Northeast has struggled this year. Their head coach is actually one of my former assistants, George Alonzo. This is his first year there. And then Omaha Bryan, you know, from talking to some of the Metro coaches, they're improved this year. They have a lot of international kids on their roster. They're a little more talented maybe than they have been in past years. But we just have to take it one game at a time. Hopefully we get it played because of the weather. But we'll just go one game at a time and hopefully keep scoring some goals. And then the big thing is not giving up any goals. We kind of set that as a goal this year to maybe give up a few less goals than we did last year. And our goalies and our defense have done a great job of that so far.
Well, and it's important to get a crack at a Metro team because, as we've said, in a lot of sports, you don't get that opportunity very often.
Yeah, you're right. We were fortunate. Two weeks ago, we went to the Bellevue East Invite, played a Lincoln team, Lincoln High, who's kind of struggled, and we played Omaha North. And, again, it may not be one of the upper echelon Metro teams, but, you know, just by getting a chance to go to Omaha and play a Metro team, there's something to be said if you can come out with a win there. We did it, you know, a couple weeks ago in Bellevue. Hopefully we'll have another chance here at the Omaha Bryan Invite and in their host tournament. So I think our kids will be geared up to play. They like going on the road, and we're going to get used to it this year. We only have two home games and 15 away games, so we're going to be kind of the road warriors this year.
How does that happen, Scott?
Well, you know, one of the reasons it has happened is we've given up some regular season games where you typically play a team home one year and away the next. In order to try to beef up our schedule, we've added a lot of weekend tournaments. I think sports like softball and volleyball have maybe done the same thing. So in order for us to get to play some of the Lincoln and Omaha teams, it has to be part of a tournament, and those tournaments are typically held in Lincoln and Omaha. Now, there's a couple of them that rotate between sites where we host them one out of every 4 years. It just so happens that out of the two rotating tournaments, we're not hosting either one of them this year. So we just have two regular season home games. We've had one of them against GI Northwest. So our home finale is here in a couple weeks against North Platte already.
Well, Scott, you know I'm a big fan. Points, points, points. I can't get enough points. You guys have put 20 points or slash goals on the board. Who's the leading goal scorer right now, and who continues to impress you offensively?
Well, I tell you what, you might enjoy watching this year's version of the Bearcats play because, you know, I have a feeling that we have some guys that are capable in putting up a lot of goals no matter who the competition's against. Right now, our two leading scorers, Josh Gable, he's a two-time All-State guy, looking to be one of the first players ever in Nebraska. I'm sure there's been a few, but not very many, to maybe put together three consecutive All-State teams. You know, and Josh Colbo, who's a junior this year, who has played since his freshman year, him and Josh Gable playing in tandem with each other at forward are pretty deadly right now. They both have five goals. And then we're getting a lot of balanced production in our game against GI Northwest. We had seven different players score. We scored eight goals, and seven different guys scored. So that's been nice to see some good balance this year.
Scott Steinbrook, head soccer coach at Kearney High, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've also pitched three shutouts, so in goal and defense has been pretty strong.
Yeah, Lance Johnson is a three-year starter for us. He owns just about every goalkeeping record that we have here at Kearney High School. Has 19 career shutouts, which, you know, just recently broke our old school record. You know, the kid is a solid NAIA soccer prospect. A lot of coaches have been calling about him. You know, he's as good a goalie as we've ever had here at Kearney High School. And then it helps the defense that we have in front of him, probably anchored by Brady Roeder. You know, Brady, you know, I've had the chance to coach him in basketball, and I think Coach Kuhl would say the same thing. He's as competitive as a kid as you're ever going to find, and he's a great leader. And that combination of him and Lance back there then throw in the supporting cast of Cole Faber, Matt Woodman, Shane Paulson, Mark Crockett, or other defenders, that's a wall back there, and teams have had a hard time scoring, obviously, but they're not even getting shots off right now. That'll probably change against the better teams we play, but I think everybody's pretty confident in our defense.
Well, Scott, if you guys are, you know, I'm looking down, you're going to face some quality competition, but if you guys are going to make a run deep, if you're a third-rate team in the state, I guess your goals are pretty lofty for this group. What areas are you going to have to continue to improve if you're going to be one of those last two or three teams standing in the state?
Well, depth is always a concern. You know, I think you could put our starting 11 versus any starting 11 in the state, and I'd feel pretty comfortable with it. But, you know, as a smaller school, you know, when you're compared to Millard West and Creighton Prep and Millard North, some of those schools that are in the state tournament, the state semifinals every year, you know, maybe an edge that they've had on us is depth, where when they sub five or six guys off the bench, there's no drop-off. And we're getting to that point this year with 14 seniors. You can't start all 14 of them, so there's a few of them coming off the bench. And then, you know, we got a couple sophomores and a few juniors that are really, really coming along right now. So if we can develop some depth, hopefully stay healthy, you know, I think we should be in the mix come district and state tournament time.
Scott Steinbrook, head coach of the Kearney Bearcats. Last question, we'll let you get out of here. Grand Island got off to a good start. Again, always good when the competition right around here is pretty strong.
Yeah, you know, they're a little bit of a surprise this year. I knew they were really young last year, and I talked to their coach this summer, and he thought they should be pretty good, but I think they've really opened some eyes. When you beat Lincoln East and you beat Lincoln Southeast to start the season, you're going to turn a lot of heads because those are two teams that have been sort of perennial soccer powers. But, you know, our district is going to be competitive this year. Columbus has made the move to Class B in Grand Island, and North Platte are always solid, and then Norfolk being the fourth team in there, they've struggled a little bit. But, yeah, Grand Island, you put Grand Island and Kearney together, doesn't matter what sport it is, probably going to be a pretty spirited game. So we look forward to having a chance to play them.
Scotty, we're down to the final four. Who you got?
I got North Carolina. I had them from the start. I'm a Tar Heel fan. No reason to go against that pick at this point.
All right, bud. Best of luck. Hopefully you can get a couple of games in and a couple more wins this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Scott Steinbrook, head soccer coach of the Kearney Bearcats, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. In case you haven't noticed, the programs are starting to pick up and get a little bit better, and I think one of the reasons is Kearney, a lot of these kids, as he said, in goal and Mr. Gable, I mean, they've been playing for 3 or 4 years. This is a senior-dominated ball club.
Certainly narrowing that gap from the Eastern schools from what it used to be.
That's right. Coming up, they're supposed to go to Omaha Bryan for a tournament this weekend. Then next week they're at Lexington, at Columbus, and at Lincoln Southwest for three matches next week. Southwest ranked in the state's top 10 as well. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come back with more, including some coaching changes, and we'll talk a little Major League Baseball, fantasy baseball towards the end of the show as well on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
It's Fan Appreciation Weekend at the Storm Hockey Games, presented by Slumberland Furniture and Affiliated Foods Midwest. For each game, save money with the Storm Stimulus Pack. Get two tickets for just $20. Friday night, play Armchair Quarterback, presented by Slumberland Furniture. Saturday night, everyone through the doors will get a free food item courtesy of Affiliated Foods Midwest and Frito-Lay. It's Fan Appreciation Weekend this Friday and Saturday with the Tri-City Storm. For tickets, call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by IV Arrow. This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see some lingering clouds yet early on today, followed by some sunshine developing with a high temperature in the lower 50s with variable winds 5 to 15. Tonight, skies will turn partly to mostly cloudy, fall off in the upper 20s as winds turn to the southeast at 5 to 10, on the way to 59 for high Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Another pretty nice day in Central Nebraska. If you're looking to get out and swing the sticks and get a little golf going, Metal Arc Hills is the place to go. Number one golf course in the Tri-Cities. Also remind you that there are still just a couple of slots available in their business league, which is a Tuesday night four-person format. It's two teams of two in a scramble format, men and women, four-person, and it starts on Tuesday, April the 28th, 5:45 tee-off. It'll be 6 o'clock tee-offs when we get a little more sunlight as we get into the summer. If you'd like to know more, contact the folks at Metal Arc Hills. Dave or Scott can give you the information at 233-3265. 233-3265. They have rarely had openings in their business league. They happen to have a couple left as of this morning. It's a first-come, first-served basis, so give them a call today if you are interested in competing this summer in the Metal Arc Hills Business League. Give them a call out. Talk to Dave or Scott at Metal Arc Hills in Kearney.
Doug, obviously, bring up golf. We're 1 week away from the start of the Masters, and that catches everybody's attention. If I told you right now that this player on the PGA Tour that would be playing in the Masters was 154th in greens in regulation, finding the putting surface at a less than impressive 61.1%, 110th in fairways hit, and 200th in total driving, 57th in putting average. Who would you say that is?
I don't know.
That is Tiger Woods.
I was going to guess that, but you're kind of tricky.
That is Tiger Woods. And then I think that is just, that's why I pulled this article out. Robert Lutich from FoxSports.com wrote this article, and he goes on to explain, though, he leads a tour in three critical categories. Scrambling. He's gotten up and down 77% of the time. 77% of the time the guy is up and down. His putts per round, 26.75. Parentheses, he says, despite making nothing at Doral. And the most important statistic of all, scoring average, 68.4. I mean, if he improves any of those, nobody comes close to this guy. By the way, his little note at the end, I'm sure he's not into omens, he says, but seeing how he's one-quarter Chinese, it's worth noting that the last time the Masters was played during the Year of the Ox, the Chinese zodiac sign which rewards fortitude and hard work with prosperity, a young man changed the golf world forever.
97?
I can't remember who that young man would be. It might have been Tiger.
The Year of the Ox. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Old Ken chimes in. Morning, gents. And you too, Daddy. What's up with the Royals? Hochaver and Bannister down to the minors, and I see today they release Ross Glode. Well, Ross Glode was actually traded to the Florida Marlins, or however you want to look at that. Ross was okay as a utility guy, but not as a starter. They better get their act together as far as pitching is concerned. As far as I'm concerned, you win with pitching. They use a first pick in the draft to get a high school player who plays first base when they could have got a good pitcher. Then they trade for a power-hitting first baseman. I tell you, boys, they worry me. Ken. Okay, Daddy, bull or no bull? Are you on board with Ken's thoughts here?
I'm dead on with Ken's thoughts. I mean, when's the last time
So you're giving it a no bull?
No, I'm giving it a no bull because I'm going to tell you right now, when you look at pitching prospects that make an immediate impact, gosh, I don't think anybody really comes to mind. Mr. Price, Tampa Bay, 1 year removed from that draft, immediate impact.
He's in the minors right now, by the way.
All I'm saying is down the stretch last year, when you're making a World Series run, which they did, he was awful, awful tough, and somebody that can step and make... I don't know what's going on. I know you think Greinke and you think the $55 million man.
Gilmesh. They're talking about Kyle Davies. They seem to be pretty proud of their 1-2-3. But then where you go with 4-5, we talked about Sidney Ponson. I I call somewhat bull on this because I think their first three are pretty solid. But this team has got to hit the baseball. And again, it's slow building process. I am very surprised that Luke Kochaver is not in what is a five-man rotation at Kansas City.
But they're just getting him a couple extra starts to get the season underway. And I don't think there's any – I mean, I think when they sent the message to Luke, it was, buddy, you're going to be back in Kansas City, but we got to get some – must be consistency or, you know, your arm strength's down a little bit. We'll build that up. Something. I mean, he's one of those guys. Now – Cindy Ponson is
and again,
one of
well, and again, see, you make an interesting point. Ken says, man, if I had the first pick, I'd have got a pitcher. Luke Kochaver was the first pick in the 06 draft. Now, say whether or not it was taken by the Royals or not, he was the first player taken in the draft. So, you're 3 years removed from the first player taken in the draft. And all it was, so...
Hasn't been... I mean, for the first pick in the draft, you think you're going to get something pretty overpowering. You haven't got that.
Well, again, sometimes your pitchers just suddenly get better when your offense gets better.
When you get a little run support?
Do you think? Gil Mesh going on. What in the world's going on?
You know, Gil Mesh get last year like 2.6 runs or something. And then, I mean, could never win. I mean, you give up 3 runs and you're screwed because you're getting beat 3-1.
Our Bull or No Bull email brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. Former Arizona associate head coach, we brought this up last week when they were making their run into the Sweet 16, Mike Dunlap. He was the former coach at Metro State when they were having those great runs against Coach Kropp and Coach Lofton and all the great teams. And eventually, of course, UNK finally got him in the regional final and made it to their only Elite Eight appearance. He was hired today by Oregon to serve in the same role as he did at Arizona, associate head coach. He will receive a pay bump. He'll earn $400,000 each of the next 2 seasons, plus incentives. He could have been Arizona's interim coach last season, but declined the opportunity following Lute Olson's retirement. Said he had wanted to be the full-time head coach, not the interim. So he was co-head coach with Russ Pennell, who was the interim. Oregon 8-23 last season. And wasn't it just a couple years ago they were making a run in the NCAA tournament and Nebraska got them on the schedule and, hey, we finally got somebody recognizable and woo. So he's going to Oregon. Arizona apparently is going to hire Tim Floyd. What the hell kind of a hire is that? This moving in conference.
A lateral move in conference? Although.
USC to Arizona. Why?
I can't answer that.
It's a weird deal.
It is a weird deal because I guess you look at the success and over time, Arizona's program and tradition, you've got a lot more there. But I wouldn't think it would be an easier recruit to Arizona with that than it would be to USC. I mean,
you wouldn't think so. Coaching changes starting to occur nationally on the state level and, of course, locally as well. Still some high school spots to fill out there. Congratulations to Rube Burbach, one of those hires that when we were at state basketball, they hired him as the new Northwest football coach, and he's going to be a fine addition over there to the Northwest family. Still some openings out there, still could be some changes here, especially at that Class A level. Grand Island still looking to fill their basketball position, so we'll keep you up to date on that. We're expecting the Shrine Bowl roster to be announced next week. It's always out right before Easter. And, of course, Glenn Snodgrass, one of the assistant coaches at Overton, and when that becomes official, we'll let you know on what's going on with that. Congratulations to UNK's Sam Murphy and Brandon Carlin. They are the RMAC Outdoor Track and Field Athletes of the Week. For the outstanding job that they have done. Brandon in the javelin and hammer throw, and, of course, for Sam out of Franklin in the discus and also in the shot. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, talk a little baseball, talk a little fantasy baseball. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation again this season.
The pitch, Gordon corks one to right, and he hit that one a ton. It is way out of the ballpark. A two-run home run for Alex, and the Royals are on the board.
Opening day is this Monday as the Royals travel to Chicago to take on the White Sox. Pregame at 12:30, first pitch at 1:05. Opening day, Royals at White Sox, Monday, right here on ESPN Radio.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some lingering clouds yet early on today, followed by some sunshine developing with a high temperature in the lower 50s with variable winds 5 to 15. Tonight's skies will turn partly to mostly cloudy, fall off in the upper 20s as winds turn to the southeast at 5 to 10, on the way to 59 for high Friday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday edition. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Kansas State baseball coach Brad Hill. They come into Lincoln to open up the Huskers' eight-game homestand. Also, we anticipate being joined by Kirk Brooks, the Las Vegas investor, who is just waiting for paperwork to be finally finalized. We thought this was a finalized deal a year ago. 2 days ago. And still no official announcement of the transfer from Joel Weans to Kirk Brooks, but he's going to be in town. We expect to have a chance to chat with him tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Don't forget, Sunday afternoon, if you're looking for something to do, the Kearney American Legion Baseball Fundraiser going on at the Eagles Club, 17 West 24th Street in Kearney. $25 per player buy-in. Poker tournament, first place, $500. Limited to the first 200 people. Sunday, registration starts at 1, play starts at 2 o'clock. All proceeds go to the Kearney American Legion baseball team.
Sunday, 2 o'clock, Eagles Club, Kearney American Legion fundraiser, little poker tournament, and of course, Daddy, one of the highlights is they've got some professional dealers.
Well, they're coming from UNK sorority, so look forward to that as well.
So like you, not being very good, you'll at least have somebody to chat with.
Right.
That's what
exactly
you're
right.
That's this Sunday. All welcome. Help out to the baseball program, Kearney American Legion baseball program, this Sunday at 2 o'clock. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe DeMeo is going to join us here in just a couple of moments to talk a little fantasy baseball as that gets going this weekend. Daddy, I'm going to be honest. If we make our picks tomorrow, I'm not going to have much of a clue. I'm going to be throwing darts. I'm going to be throwing darts because they've been talking. It's like getting ready for the draft. If you're watching ESPN or Fox or whatever it is you want to watch and listen to, there hasn't been a ton of baseball talk, or there's been so much of it you just aren't paying attention to it.
Well, as far as picking teams, you've got those teams that are big favorites, and many of them are such big payroll teams that they're tough to ignore because you would say, should everybody get along in the clubhouse, they have the most talent, those teams should roll, thus being Yankees, Cubs, Dodgers, etc. Now, that doesn't always happen. The small market teams have got up there, caught people's attention. One thing about fantasy baseball is, what's the right way to go? I mean, is pitching first? Does it matter? Does it totally matter what kind of draft you're in? Or do you look for a big line? I mean, is there one shortstop way better than everybody else? Is there one first baseman way better than everybody else that you got to have on your roster?
Well, I guess let's find out. And making his inaugural appearance here on the Doug and Daddy Show is Joe DeMeo. He joins us here as they get ready for the 2009 season from Fantasy Players Edge. And you can find out more at fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe, good morning and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, Daddy, how you doing?
Well, we're glad to have you on. I guess we're doing okay, but Daddy and I look at each other, and if we're walking into a war room this weekend to pick our fantasy baseball team, we're going, you know, where do we start? Where do we start? There are some folks, and if we're going into our fantasy draft, there's going to be people in there that have done this for years, and they're already going to have the edge on us knowing how to attack this draft. For the rookie, for the novice, for the first-timer or a guy that hasn't done it for 6 or 7 years, what's your first piece of advice?
Make sure you have a good draft kit to entering that room. As you mentioned, the website, and I do appreciate that, Doug and Daddy, but www.fantasyplayersedge.com is a free draft kit. So you can go on, pick up the draft kit, and bring that into your room. Now, I heard your narrative about first baseman. And the answer to that is you have to understand your positions. First base is very, very deep this season, so there's no need to reach for a Lance Berkman late in the first round or early in the second if you don't have to. Second base, third base, and shortstop guys are real thin this season. So you got to be careful. There's a run on second baseman that gets to Brian Roberts. You're in a very thin portion of the draft. Same thing at shortstop when it gets beyond a Rafael Furcal and Stephen Drew, and at third base after Aramis Ramirez and Chipper Jones. So you want to keep an eye on those trends, Doug, Daddy. You want to watch and make sure that when your spot comes up in the third or fourth round, the first two rounds are basically very easy. If you're in the middle of the draft, pick number seven, you take the best player available, whether that be Josh Hamilton or Ryan Howard or Ryan Braun or Miguel Cabrera. If you're at the top of the draft, you certainly reach for Ramirez or Albert Pujols or David Wright. If you're a little below that level, you take whoever falls to you of those guys I just mentioned. Worst case, you chase a Hamilton or one of those guys. But really where the draft gets dicey, where you win and lose in fantasy baseball, is after round three. And so if you're now in round three, you're in the middle, you have the 31st pick, you pick seventh to begin the draft, and you take a look, and all the third basemen are gone with the exception of Aramis Ramirez. He's still not the best player on the board. Matt Kemp is still there. B.J. Upton might be still there. Carl Crawford might be still there. You still have to grab, at that point, Aramis Ramirez. All right,
Joe. You go through this, and you're breaking it down for us. When does pitching come into the? Is it something that should be addressed early on?
I'm not a proponent of. I like to let everybody else reach for Johan Santana or Brandon Webb or Cole Hamels or any of the top names, Roy Halladay, Jake Peavy. If you really take a look at pitching closely, I just finished a draft, guys, Sunday. And I built a staff around a core group of Ricky Nolasco and Edison Volquez, the Reds' young phenom, Ryan Dempster, and then Chris Carpenter. I got around 15. I'll match that staff up against any of the other staffs that I'll go against this year, even though some of these guys reached ahead for Sabathia and Santana. The difference being is you got to reach in round three to get those guys. I'd rather take a big bat or a player that I might need, a Brian Roberts if I need steals in that position, and match up against Santana later on with, for instance, Ryan Dempster. Dempster had 17 wins, a 2.96 ERA, a 1.21 whip, and struck out 8 batters per 9 innings. The only place that Santana excelled as opposed to Ryan Dempster was his whip was about a tenth lower.
Talking with Joe DiMaio from FantasyPlayersEdge.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully you've got your draft done, and if you haven't, Joe's going to be able to help you out. Joe, for the folks that have their draft done, now that their draft is done, they have their roster, no matter who the players are on their roster, what are they looking for to get out of the gate here and be successful?
The strong thing here is you've got to do a little bit of housekeeping before the season starts. I would say 95-98% of the drafts are done, and it's incredibly important that you now take your roster. On one side, put the 9 offensive guys you're going to start. On the other side, take the best 9 pitchers that you may have. And if you don't have 9 pitchers, that points up an issue already. But put the best 9 pitchers you have. Across the top, put the scoring categories that you'll be facing. And let's use a standard 5x5 rotisserie, guys. That'd be runs, home runs, RBI, stolen bases, batting average on the offensive side, wins, saves, Ks, ERA, and WHIP on the pitching side. You're going to need, and I'll say this slowly if any of your viewers are writing, but they can always go to the website, and there's an MP3 that has all this data in the media library, the audio library. But you need, your team has to cumulatively add up to 810 runs, 207 home runs, 792 RBIs, 100 stolen bases, and roughly a .285 batting average on the offensive side. 74 wins, 100 saves, 970 strikeouts, and an ERA of WHIP of somewhere south of 390, 370 is better. South of 128, 1.27 on the WHIP is better. You'll need those numbers to assure that your team will be competing for a championship come late September, early October.
Oh my God, my head just exploded, Joe. I got to be honest with you. Joe, being here in Nebraska, we are a Royals affiliate. What value can you get on any Kansas City Royals out there? Do you like anybody on that squad?
Yeah, I would crawl across the desert for Joaquin Soria. He's an absolute stud. 42 saves last year, 1.60 ERA, .86 WHIP, and struck out a batter an inning. Soria goes right to the head of the class. I also really like Zach Greinke, and I think he'll be available in rounds 18, 17 in most drafts. He presents tremendous value. If he just reduces the number of walks he issues, Greinke will be a top 20 starting pitcher in the 2010 draft. Positional players, the Royals are a little thin. The youngster, Avilas, at shortstop, I think has enormous upside. And Mike Avilas will be available probably in rounds 12 through 15. He's an excellent, excellent gamble just on his upside alone. And it looks like he's bulked up a little bit. You can expect 12 home runs. 15 to 18 stolen bases. That's darn good production at a shortstop after Stephen Jordan. If you remember, guys, we mentioned that shortstop is a very thin position this season.
Joe, we've only got a minute left here in our initial installment, and we're going to get a chance to catch up with Joe throughout the season. Joe, if you have, as many people like to pick, the MVP and then maybe that rookie of the year. There's a kid out there that either is coming back off injury or that a lot of players or a lot of folks going into a draft haven't heard of. Who's going to be the best fantasy player? Who's your number? If you got the number one pick, who you taking? And who is the rookie of the year according to Fantasy Players Edge?
We'll call it the number one pick and the top sleeper for this season. Number one pick would be Hanley Ramirez, hands down. 25 pounds he's gained. The only chink in his armor last year, Gents, was he only knocked in 67 runs. He's batting third for the Marlins this year. Look for Hanley to go 100, 115 runs in RBIs, 40 home runs, 30 stolen bases. The number one sleeper in fantasy baseball this year is Jason Wirth, Philadelphia Phillies right fielder. 24 home runs, 20 stolen bases, 418 at-bats last season. Barella's been shipped off to Tampa. Jason Wirth gets 600 at-bats. He goes 30, 20. Young arms, guys, Tommy Hansen, Rick Porcello, of course, David Price when he gets called up.
Well, Joe, we sure appreciate you. Hopefully, I know you will, but for the folks that haven't done their draft yet, point them in the right direction. The folks that have done their draft, they probably just thought, sweet, I've got a couple of those guys on my roster. I'm going to plug them right in there. For more information, go to Joe's website, fantasyplayersedge.com. It's a great website. They've got all the gear you need and all the info that you need. And Joe, we'll talk with you again next week as the season gets underway.
Doug, Daddy, thank you so much. I look forward to working with the good folks at in Kearney and Lincoln area all season long. Thank you very, very much.
Joe DeMeo, thanks, bud. Joe joining us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. What do you think, Daddy? I like that he likes some Royals.
I like that part. But your number one overall pick plays for the Florida Marlins? Are you kidding me? Well, the Florida freaking Marlins, Joe?
He's number one on a few boards. That's why you go to different boards, just like football. You go to different magazines. The top five, maybe the top five, just switched around a lot of it. Hanley Ramirez.
115 RBIs, 100 runs. They may not score 215 runs.
Oh, careful. That's an open division, right? Mets, Phillies, Braves, Marlins. Just when you don't think they're going to do anything. I want to thank Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge for joining us on the program today. Kearney High Boys soccer coach Scott Steinbrick for joining us as well. Tomorrow, our scheduled guests include Brad Hill, the head baseball coach at Kansas State, Kirk Brooks, who at some point is expected to be named the new owner of the First Year Event Center and Tri-City Store.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Center of Residence, ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!